Super Sailor, Super Joe, both of these guys were present at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, relax, get comfortable.
Yeah, why not?
I was just kidding.
Classic Sally, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's right. She's one of the boyfriends for the show.
Oh, damn, dude.
I thought about, when I did that show, I was like, oh, boyfriends. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but it's 2025. I could actually still throw a girl on this and no one will be like, boy, boy, boy. I'll be like, yeah, fuck off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Were you like worried about?
No, I wasn't worried. I was just like, oh, it, continuity. That's my autism. I'm like, well, she's technically not a boy.
Technically.
I'm like, wait a minute. If I apply the 2025 rule, you know, she can be, she could just say she's
project
a boy.
Project 2025.
Ooh.
Is that where we're putting a dick on me? That's the project?
That's the project. That's the project 2025.
You guys have a real operation
it's
down
like
here.
It's like Minority Report, but it's just us sizing penises.
Yeah.
Zink, zink, zink.
If you guys give me a small dick, I'm going to be so mad. Please.
What's like the point of being trans if you get like a small dick or like small titties and stuff, you know?
That's why they always look so hot.
Yeah, they have to be beautiful. Like, what's the point of, like, spending all of this money? Like, if you're going to, like, that's like saying, like, well, I'm saving up money to buy a car. And it's like, well, then you should get a nice car. You shouldn't just get, like, a little jalopy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
It's like, you're going to drive around in that forever?
Yeah,
small
exactly.
Small titties, little dick? I don't think so, man. Folks, welcome to Super Solid Joe's.
Hi. We're rolling.
Yeah, we've been live, actually, the whole time.
We got the feet thing in there and everything.
Yeah.
We should start with that.
We got all of it,
right,
dude.
Anything you want.
Anything you want, boss. You just give me the word, dude.
He's fighting.
Finn's ravaging his lamb chop right now.
God.
How big would you want your dick, Alejandra? Because
you should introduce our guest.
Oh, Alejandra Jimenez, you guys. Check her out. She's funny.
On Netflix,
funny broad.
Saturday Night Live. What else do you have?
Amazon Prime.
Ooh. Amazon Prime.
Self-uploaded, though. They didn't
Hulu.
Buy it.
Apple TV.
Rumble.
You almost did that show with me up in Queens on Monday.
Oh, Monday that show night. Where it got canceled?
No, that late one with Phil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, way out there, and you were like, I'm gonna get a guestie, and he was like, no. he's like scram toots.
He was like, if there's time, we'll throw you up. Yeah. And then I was like, it's 9 o'clock and there's an intermission.
The intermission. Yeah. Intermission.
I think I'll skedaddle.
Intermissions kill me. Dude. Like a lot of things kill me in comedy. Intermissions in comedy shows. If it's a thing where it's a band comedy, that sucks.
Oh yeah.
Where they have comedy follow a music act.
Yeah.
Always awful.
Yeah.
And of course the classic no microphone.
No microphone.
No PA system. No spotlight.
No microphone.
Yeah. We've done all of these together.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
We've always been in a situation where like one of these things has happened. And it's like always shows we have together where, and it's always like, hey, get a guestie on this and like maybe we'll have fun. We'll get dinner. Make an evening of it. You know, and then it's
we
true.
Do, but it's
and it's
horrible.
Always like, and I'm always like, you always try to go with like a positive mental attitude about it. You know, because it's like, you never know what's going to be like the show that like makes it big. You never know what show's going to have like good energy, you know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I hate it when like you try to go in with like a good mental attitude and it's still a
it's
fucking
diminishing,
awful show.
Yeah.
Totally. That happens to me all the time at St. Mark's.
It's like, oh.
Well, I love you guys and I would love to keep going there, but
hey, at least you're in at St. Mark's.
I mean, I bark, but
I'm banned from every major venue. That's my thing. I don't want to bark.
Whoa.
I'm too old to bark.
I don't want
to
bark.
Barking, I have to quit because I'm so bad at it. I'm never going to be good at it. It's just I just have to commit.
I don't think anybody's good at it. I think it's
Alfonso Hernandez. He's very good. Every time he makes money. Yeah. He makes money
like,
every time.
There's some people that are like, okay, but like, imagine being like a good barker but a bad comedian, where like you focus all of your skills on getting people in. Like you are an amazing salesman but an awful product.
Yeah,
you know,
all of your charisma is just spent in the first 2 hours.
You waste all of your skills and being personal to make a comedy club money. Where the comedy club's main goal is like, let's just sell drinks.
Totally, exactly.
They're never like let's build a place for like artists, and like those places, they're just as gatekeepy as the places
they should be nuked first.
They probably will be. And most of these clubs,
you will be. We all will be.
Most of these places, like I don't see them lasting like, you know, decades the way the Comedy Cellar has.
I mean, yeah.
Comedy's dead. Isn't that sick?
I always think that.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
I think that every time I see like a reel with like 100,000 views and it's just some dog shit.
Yes.
And the only benefit is like at least people have moved away from those stupid fucking crowd work clips. Like that were hot for like a fraction of a second because Matt Rife was like, yo, what's your deal? What's your thing?
Hey, girl, you look great. How are you doing tonight?
You with him? You with that fool?
Oh,
I can do that
shit.
I can do that shit, yeah. But I don't want to talk to these ugly fucking audience members with their miserable fucking lives.
I know. Nobody's actually interesting.
Yeah. It's like, dog, you're watching a comedy show on a Tuesday night. Your life sucks.
It's a room full of consultants.
And I'm on it. My life sucks.
I'm performing for you. I work for you. Yeah. So my life is even worse.
Dude, I did a show last night. You were there.
I was.
Ooh,
they didn't want to hear any of my jokes. They wanted me to just talk. Well,
they did want
me
to talk to.
They want to be spoken to.
Yeah, but they don't. They want some bullshit crowd work moment that we all hate, and for some reason they are like, but if I can be on the clip, I can show my friends, but like, that was me who he asked, who, what do you do?
They're also
I said
like,
this.
Oh, I'm part of this.
And then they called me gay, and it's like, yeah. That's
yeah, and then they're all too pussy to actually respond to a question.
Or like as last night, as they were very pussy.
They were all pussy, but they only laughed at the crowd work. They didn't laugh at any of the jokes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I just went crazy. I spiraled, and I was like, you guys can call me a wetback. Like, I was just like,
you did.
Whatever you guys want to say
did
is
they?
Fine.
She tried to make the audience call her a wetback and the other one.
The spin
word.
My favorite slur. It made me laugh because I like that word.
Well, I completely spiraled because I was like, what do you guys want? I'll let you call me whatever you want. Like, I gave everybody the pass. I said everyone could say it in this room and I wouldn't tell anybody, and nobody took me up on it.
It's all the whites, too.
Which
white
is crazy.
People get really
uncomfortable. It's Brooklyn. Too.
Well, wetback isn't a bad word, is what I was saying last night. It's not really a bad
two
word.
Two good words put together.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
From crossing the river.
Crossing, the Rio Grande, dude.
Nice.
But my mom did not even get her back wet when she crossed the border, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Did she, like, pull up her skirt and daintily walk across?
She's so tall.
In Sicario 2, Day of the Soldado, when they're crossing, a woman gets taken away and they let her go.
Why?
They're like, fuck her. Because it's the cartel. They don't care about women.
Man,
I think that was
great.
The point
that's
of
probably
the
why you love that movie.
I did. When she started floating away, I was like, woo woo.
Sally wants to like move to fucking Mexico for that reason.
You would do great in Latin America.
Yeah,
you're angry.
Crossing the border.
Dude, I would just
Sally gives big expat vibes. Like he's the guy at the bar. He's wearing like a fucking pork pie hat and a Hawaiian shirt, unbuttoned, wife beater underneath.
Dude, give me
you gotta move to Tijuana, bro.
Dude, I could be the guy in the movie who's got the AK-47 watching the naked women make drugs.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
totally.
I'm like, hey, pack faster, just all day.
The only cool thing about like working in like a drug cartel is you get to be in your underwear all the time.
A lot.
Everyone
like a lot
gets
of
to
fun.
Be. I guess it's hot in there.
Well, it's also to make sure you're not stealing drugs.
Yeah. Oh.
Learn that from American Gangster.
Yeah.
They say it. Oh, like, cool. Why are they all naked? So they can't steal nothing.
Yeah.
And their tits are out.
Wow. Nice. Love that.
Yeah, no dudes.
What
doing
about
it.
The vagina pocket?
See, that's what I thought about because they all are also wearing underwear. Mm. And I had two reasons. I think they have to wear underwear because cocaine gets in the air and it could get into your pussy.
It can get into your asshole.
That too. Mm. But I think on their way out, they get a little like they get diddled real
quick.
That's
all right, everybody.
That's me. Yeah. Real quick. Because you do have to check if they because they could. Dude. I've seen enough body
cam
footages.
You watch those porno videos
you're
now
on
where
Live
it's like,
Leak?
Yeah. They watch those
like, and she shits out
that's
like
the
five
new,
bags.
Yeah, that's the new genre of porn is like the shoplifter gets busted.
I've seen
and
those.
Like,
I
they
hate
take
those.
You into the back
I don't like
office.
Those either. I don't like, I like a good old fashioned like guy catches his friend's daughter who's clearly an adult. And doing something weird and they have sex.
I like it when there's like at least two or three separations, degrees of separation. Like no like stepdaughter, but how about my friend's stepdaughter? Then that's okay.
There you go. Yes, yeah. I agree. I don't like when it's blood related. It's when it's married in step family.
It's
I'm
weird.
Like, this is weird.
You love the step family
stuff. I don't. I just said I don't.
Oh, interesting.
What if you worked at retail and every day before you left, your boss had to check your pussy to make sure you didn't steal anything?
Yeah. It's like, if you can get an iPod up your fucking dick hole, dude,
it's
you can keep it, dude. You've earned it. It's like, you don't have like a little bit of overhead for fucking, you know, employee expenses, dude.
Employee
give me a little take-home baggie.
Yeah,
you know, just like a, give me a little gummer for the road.
See,
you get that if you trim. If you trim weed, they always like, take some fucking weed.
Right. The weed people love to share.
The coke thing, too. If I was a woman, even actually that, too. If I had to stick some up my ass, dude, I would worry about it opening.
Yeah.
Whoa. You think you're going to get high from snorting it.
And then you have a hemorrhoid. It burns.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm having an actual reaction. You're disgusting, dude. You would get way. You'd probably overdose, right?
Nah.
Sometimes.
Depends on your tolerance.
Or the grade. Well, we're talking cartel.
You have the most energetic shit of your life, probably.
Yeah, you're like, woo!
Dude. Yeah.
Little fucking sugar turd comes out.
You would get high real quick, right?
Same way with sugar burgers. You just take a little taste of it. Oh, man, it comes out. Looks like a little fucking snowball or something. Like those dog turds.
Yes.
Like those old dog turds from like the 80s and 90s where they were... white on the outside. That's what it looks like if a bag of cocaine explodes.
You would get
your fucking
higher
asshole.
Faster, right? It's like it's like a
punch up. You have the most amount of pores inside your asshole. So yeah, things are absorbed three times the speed. That's why like AIDS like spreads so faster through gay sex because it's all happening in the asshole.
We know.
I can't believe that it has more pores than the vagina.
Way more.
Yeah.
There's so much beauty in the world.
Yeah.
The asshole does more than the vagina on a regular basis.
I feel like an asshole is more powerful than a vagina, too.
I think so.
I feel like every time I fuck a man in the ass, like I come immediately. Like I'll fucking pump away at a woman for like hours and be like, I'm sorry, there must be something wrong with this fucking vagina. The millisecond my dick goes into a man's asshole, I'm fucking coming. It's crazy, dude.
What about a woman's asshole?
I never tried it.
That seems gross.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Ew.
Yeah, dude.
That's disrespectful.
I've never done anal, but I tried once.
You've tried it?
I tried it.
Your dick was too big.
Yeah,
We didn't have lube, and it was in a moment thing, and we were both a little drunk.
Why
and
didn't
she was
you
like,
spit?
Do it.
You got to spit on your dick.
I just was like, I don't
you
know.
You got to hawk a... like yeah. fucking like a
I got actually hawk
fucking,
to
it, and then like a fucking long line of fucking spit just goes all the and it very slowly gets to your dick.
Oh, that's it's green,
and then it's like connected. It's like
you're
connected
sick.
To your fucking cock. And your lips. It's like a long thread of spit,
dude.
You like that, bitch?
Giving a girl a loogie lace wiener is brutal.
Well, what if you're like, hey, spit in my mouth, and you just hawk a loogie into that bitch? That
Bro,
is crazy.
One time.
You do the thing where it's like you hold her arms out and then you have like a long line of spit and they're like, nah!
You're like just bullying her.
Yeah,
just
dude, what
literally
time?
Like it's such a thin line between BDSM and bullying.
Yes, it is. That's why I don't like it. I don't like to be bullied.
Yeah, don't bully me.
I almost.
That's a great way to get a bully to leave you alone in high school. Like he starts choking you, just like, oh, you fucking like visibly come.
Get hard,
you just have
like
a visible boner, and the guy's
I'm
like,
I'm into
oh.
this.
Yeah. Yikes! It's better not awaken anything. Constantly getting beaten up at bathrooms for decades afterwards.
What's crazy is I'm reading this book right now that is about this guy who like gets bullied so hard that in his later life he just can't get off unless he's being completely like
wrecked.
Degraded.
What's
and ashamed. Rejection. It's right
oh,
there.
It's right there. I thought that was Kelly's book. I was like, Kelly's into some weird reading.
This book is the incel pervert freak book.
Interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
That sounds like right up Sully's alley.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be on
like
your
that.
Book club there, Alexander.
What road I could have gone down. You know what I mean? I remember when I like started getting laid and I looked back and was like, wow, that could have gone way worse. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I was like, there was a teetering point and I went the other way.
I was like lucky because like I lost my virginity when I was 19.
Lucky.
That is lucky.
And that's like right at the age where it's like, damn, if I waited a little bit longer, it would have been weird.
20.
Like,
what
the hell? How weird.
Wait,
is.
Was it 21? It was 20.
You guys
wait,
are.
Was it? 20.
Saints.
It was 20.
Late
bloomers. Believe me, it was not for lack of trying. It
I'm
was
just
a lot of failure.
I'm just a wildly hideous man with low self-esteem.
I didn't.
So it's like I'm not even gonna talk to a woman because it's gonna fucking ruin her day.
You're giving Jack Black.
Yeah, really?
Mm. Yeah, and Jack Black gets laid hella. You could totally use that.
No, I
to can't.
I wish I was Jack. I'm Kyle Gass because I also endorse the murder of the president of the United States.
We do constantly
we do.
On this. Amen. Podcast.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with. Republican or Democrat, it's anyone in a position of authority.
Yeah, we want.
Yeah, I don't like authority. I don't like
no gods, no masters,
no parents,
no parent. Kids, school's out forever.
Class of 1984, your parents, kids.
Yeah,
just don't do that.
I was 15.
In 1984?
Yes.
You've aged. Okay.
That's for the audience that's to so judge. Me.
Telling a woman, like, you've aged okay. It's like, oh, God.
Just how ugly I am.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to tell women you were a virgin. I thought I was just being, like, factual.
You
like, no,
are
I'm,
supposed to tell them, I think.
No, you're not. You're not, because then they don't want to be...
They don't
want to
have
sex
with
you.
Why?
They don't want to be the first
They
don't want to
be the first. And yeah. I learned that 8 times the hard way.
Jesus.
Like, at least.
Wait, you 8 times you've had sex with a woman and you said it was my first time?
No. I would be, like, a girl would be, like, giving signs we're going to have sex. And I'd be like, oh, I'm a virgin. They'd be like... I gotta go, bro.
You tell them after you had sex, like, wow, I've never done that before.
I didn't.
Like, thank you.
It took a while, dude.
Thank you for destroying the stigma.
Dude, this is so brutal. A girl.
Thank you for ruining my fucking purity and innocence.
This actually upset me when it happened, but now it's really funny. A girl who was like, she was my age. We were making out and stuff, and she found out I was a virgin during our conversation, and then was like, literally, not right then, but was like, I gotta go. She left. She didn't want to have sex because I was a virgin. She ended up we're the same age, out of high school. She ended up taking another high schooler freshman's virginity, like, a week later.
Sick.
It was brutal, dude. It fucked my head up. At the moment, like, I literally looked at myself and was like, what is wrong with you, dude?
Damn, dude, that must have been fucking crazy.
It was
too
not
much to lose your virginity as a freshman.
Now it's funny. Now it's like, haha, you know, egg on my face.
High school is such a...
They both do heroin now, so it's, you know what I mean? It's not really... It doesn't affect
you. Ooh, sounds like somebody never left their hometown.
That's...
And one of them, they both live by a lake.
Yikes.
So...
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, dude. Lake people?
Shoot up
lake
a little
people
heroin?
Are crazy.
What is going on with lake communities? They are trash. If you're in a lake community and you're not... Put it in the comments, but it won't happen.
I used to work at a lake resort in Georgia. It was like Lake Lanier. It's like the big lake there. Lake culture there is massive. Everybody's parents that I knew in high school would go there to get fucked up. I would see everybody's mom with like a fucking tummy tuck getting blasted drunk, fucking whoring around, fucking wife swapping. Dude,
nice.
There was a dock. There was a swingers dock. And we'd be like, let's go to the swingers dock tonight. I never did because I was too scared. And that's where I fucked a guy who was... 29 when I was 18.
Nice. That guy rules. Shout out that guy.
He was a loser. We both were we both were servers at this restaurant and he was the man.
I mean, that's like what you got to do when you're like 29 and still being a server. It's like, well, at least I can have sex with, you know, barely legal people.
Yeah, exactly. And in terms of like citizenship and age.
In Georgia too, is the age lower than like Jersey? Because Jersey's like 16. Georgia, I feel like it is.
It's like 16 or 17.
Like it's like eight with a note from
your parents.
Yeah, dude. Like a rated R movie.
Yeah. You have to have parental consent to fucking date a child in Georgia. Hey man, we got some traditions out here. You gotta respect it.
Do you have
it's
a note?
Culture.
Yeah. Let me see that.
All right, no, man. You won't take my little princess out. All right. Just have her back at one piece, man.
Like they're the Rolling Stones. Here's my 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah, like our fucking rock stars of the 60s.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not getting checked at all, really, is it?
Well, it's like, it's one of those things where a majority of them are dead now. So what are you really going to do?
That's true.
Elvis is dead. Like
David Bowie.
David Bowie had sex with like fucking probably boys and girls.
Yeah,
I think so.
Doobie Brothers did it apparently.
The Mamas and the Papas were like an incest fucking family.
You mean the Mamas and the Daddies were freak perverts?
Yeah.
Who's
the Papas having sex with the little babies? Ugh. No, the lead singer of the Mamas and the Papas was actually raping his daughter for years. They were in an incestuous relationship.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are you just saying this?
Biological daughter?
I'm not going to Google
it. Wasn't Woody Allen-ing a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
Wow.
Well, Woody Allen didn't do anything wrong. Woody Allen just banged his
stepdaughter.
That was
weird. His shitty girlfriend's fucking delicious little daughter.
Ew, delicious.
It's like he knew what he was doing, dude.
If you actually ask Jews in New York, they'll be like, he's right.
In New York, they'll say the fucking genocide that's going on in fucking Palestine is okay, too. Like, it's like, get out of here, you goofball. What Woody Allen did is wrong.
Goofball.
And what's happening in Palestine is like maybe not the best, but... what can you do?
But I'm a silly guy, so I'm okay with it.
It is very funny because like when you look at it, like the reason America is in favor of supporting Israel. It's like, if you actually go to Tel Aviv, there's a lot of white people in Tel Aviv.
It's also
it's very it's like dude, it's very cool. I don't give a fuck. I need to state this. I'm not a Jew.
It.
I have nothing to gain from this.
I don't
want to
pay for it.
And I also am not like fucking Islamic.
The reason clearly. Most Americans don't care about this and they completely
shouldn't.
They pretend like this isn't a reason is because when people did 9/11 to us, which killed, I think, a little more than October 7th, we started a war. You know what I mean?
We had our own little homicide.
We don't fuck around either. You know what I mean? Mm. This one, though, is just way more documented because
we're living in the age of iPhones.
Yeah.
You can't keep showing
me dead babies and not have me.
I've talked about this before. Why?
You love abortions. You love abortions.
I do love.
Yeah, you can't be pro-choice and then be sad when a child dies.
Yeah,
but it wasn't there. I mean, I guess it was somebody's choice.
It was the Israelis' government choice.
Yeah, I'm pro everyone chooses to do whatever they want to everybody.
Ah, what can you do, man? This it's not going to end. Like, it's been happening for like 10,000 years. And people think,
I know, but it does feel like it's a genocide. It does feel like one.
It is a genocide.
Because I was like, I think there's a number to genocide, and then there isn't. It's just trying to cleanse a group, whether it be, you know, skin, race.
We're next.
Religion.
What do you mean? America?
The broke ones, us three, or, you know.
Well, I watched this fascinating little movie called A Bug's Life. And in that film... grasshoppers were coming in and demanding that ants give them all of their food, even though the ants outnumbered the grasshoppers. So the grasshoppers knew it wasn't about the food. It was about keeping this idea of power there so they could overpower the ants. And that's what's going on with Israel-Palestine in many ways.
Kevin Spacey played Hopper in Bug's Life.
Wow.
Not even making that up. That's true.
That's right, yeah. Really makes you think.
Great villain. Yeah. He's a great villain.
You guys are poetic.
We know stuff. We know the bare
minimum.
We know
pop culture stuff. We know.
Oh yeah.
Anything outside of TikTok, Instagram. Yeah.
If you start bringing up women's anatomy, we're like, hey.
Yeah. Like actual historic points.
Yeah.
We don't know about that.
Yeah,
shit.
6 million.
Yeah, honestly,
whatever,
me neither. It's kind of annoying when comedians are smart. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, comedians are actually smart.
They're not.
I hate when
they
bring shit up and I'm like,
they read Wikipedia on an Adderall binge at 3 a.m.
They're smart in lieu of being able to create jokes. Like, sometimes, like, it's like these comics are up there, and I'm like, I'm sorry, is this like a fucking college lecture or some shit? Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And, like, they think, like, I'm very fucking smart.
They know all the pedophile rings. That's it.
Who doesn't?
We know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Convenient that they know them.
It's called being an informed shopper.
Man, being a pedophile looks fun.
Yeah.
What?
For men, not for women.
it's less frowned upon for women.
Yeah.
Dude. I swear to God.
It is.
One time I was at the park and this guy was flirting with me hardcore. And nice. I was like, damn, I'm going to fuck this guy. And then he was like, I go to LaGuardia High School. And I was like,
So? Maybe he's a teacher.
No. Why would you say you go to LaGuardia if you were a teacher? I go there every day for work.
I go there every day for work. And then my mom picks me up afterwards.
For my homework?
What's my 9 to 5? I go to school.
Yeah. You should have said that.
Sometimes
I
have, oh, God, fucking work's killing me today. I got like 3 hours of homework. It's going to be a while.
Being a woman pedophile is not, it's just from even like dude's perspective, they're always like, well, is she hot? And did the kid care? Did the male kid care? And if he cared, then you're like, well, what's wrong with the kid? Also, the woman's fucked up, but it is a thing where you're like, how damaged is the boy she had sex with?
I just love when they ruin their lives to fuck a 12-year-old.
That's what that's what's so crazy to me. It's like you just stopped going to the bar on the weekends. You know what I mean?
I think what we
you
need
couldn't
to,
figure it out as an adult woman. That's crazy.
A lot of these towns that it's happening is just like they're not in like major metropolitan areas.
Oh, you can figure
so
it
it's
out.
Like bumfuck nowhere. It's
Twitter.
Like, what else are you gonna do?
You're just
gonna
go on
and the younger guys are sweet, and these older guys are. Dogs.
Well,
the younger guys will write you a fucking
that's
poem.
That's like when we were in high school and wanted to get some of that fresh pussy. All these 38-year-old men were coming in, eating it all up. And then it's like, oh, now I'm a fucking 38-year-old man. Now I finally get a fucking taste of that sweet high school pie. And now all this shit's coming in about like grooming and shit. And it's like, oh, we missed the boat. Damn, dude. Too young to be racist, too old to be groomers, dude. It never
sucks.
It never fucking wins, dude. The worst generation to be a white man, dude.
I know.
And it's just to be alive in general.
Yeah, I mean, at least we have fucking smartphones and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, weed's
I mean, like,
legal.
Because I graduated college during the pandemic, and I was just like, damn, this is the worst shit ever. Like, the recession 2008, and then I graduated 2020, and then I'm just like, my life just sucks.
That's funny. Yeah, that does suck for you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was like a fucking man during the pandemic, so I didn't give a fuck. You know, I was like, my life's already over. Although I do feel like everyone significantly changed after the pandemic.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I got out and I was like, I can't stay out late anymore.
Yeah.
I, like, aged. Dying.
I got, like, weird. I couldn't, like, talk to people.
I just stopped caring about comedy.
I'm
like,
very
I used to be so passionate about comedy.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's never going to happen. Like, I don't have the work ethic or, like, just, like, the shitty mentality that the people that are making, like, waves now have. I don't have the money and resources to edit clips for hours a day, post it online, follow the trends, post
the
clips.
But you do care. You're podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm podcasting because I have to. You got to do something.
Yeah.
You will, though, dude, now because he quit smoking weed.
Trying,
dude. Yeah.
Trying.
Now he'll be
to.
All focused.
I've been weed free for 8 hours now.
Congratulations.
Trying to. I'm getting my paraphernalia to Sully.
I quit for like 3 months. I started again last week.
Yeah, how is it?
It was great. I love not smoking and then taking a one hit. I think I want to quit entirely though.
I kind of want to quit entirely. I've been smoking weed daily for like 15 years.
Yeah, same.
So it's like I could use a break. But like you're so much younger than I am. So like. I've been smoking weed literally like your whole life.
Yeah. I was smoking weed since I was 14, so like my brain did not develop.
Oh, your brain's fucked.
Oh, yeah, you're
yeah.
fucked,
yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You'll never be a good mother.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why I'm going to have dogs. No, I won't be. I really won't. Actually, no. I think I might be okay because I really like to cook. That's my only thing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You just got to find
if you have a boy. That's all
you
got
to find shit to do in lieu of smoking. And like the thing is
cooking honestly like, helps a lot.
And like the thing is like it's like you worry like, well, what if I don't enjoy the things I used to enjoy doing while I was high? But like chances are like there's still like a part of you that loves it. And it's interesting doing shit when you're not high.
Right.
And you're like, oh, OK. And then once it leaves your system, you're like, oh, this is how like I actually am.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It does. Dude, I quit weed and then I got on Zoloft.
Oh, fellow Ryan Peterson drug.
Is he on that?
No, it's Lex. It's the other one, the L.
Lexapro.
Lexapro. We're friends again.
I saw that
you guys
photo
got to
on
a fight?
We got into Instagram.
We get into tiffs all the time.
That is your real boyfriend.
It is a very hilarious reason they got into a fight.
Why
though.
Did they fight?
So
it's very funny. It's... This is great.
Give me,
the
tea.
We went. So I was. Ryan texted me. I said, Ryan, sign me up for this mic. So he said, what's the magic word? And what do you think two white comedians when you say what's the magic word? What do you think I wrote back to him?
Fuck you.
No.
rape. Pervert. No. Retard.
Rhymes with you're ginger.
You're getting. Yeah. So I just wrote the N-word back to him. And this retard, because he was like, Riyadh's right next to me. I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'm sending this to you, not him. He sent the screenshot to Riyadh, who posted it in a public Discord with a bunch of other comedians with us and was like, during Black History Month, Sally does this to me. And I was like, Ryan, why are you sending our screenshots of us saying the N-word to you people?
To our one black friend.
To our one black friend.
Wow.
Well, his one black friend. I got
you said it. You typed it all out. You didn't do N asterisks.
No. We're two white boys. We shouldn't be sending screenshots.
That's so crazy.
Well, that was the start
of it. What do you mean
it?
Crazy? It's a so bit. Crazy.
No, I mean, I say all types of shit, okay?
I know.
In the privacy of my own text messages.
Exactly. And that's what
it's
I
the
mean.
Privacy of
I was
your
like,
text.
You shouldn't be... And I got very upset with Ryan because I was like, why are you sending text messages of me saying this?
And then he wrote
to
back.
Get me in trouble?
And then he wrote back, fuck you.
Well, you wrote that.
Oh, I did?
You were with.
Oh, my God.
He was with him when.
Yeah.
He wrote, fuck you.
And I was like, I can fix all of this,
we got
dude.
An
fuck you.
I said, fuck you. And then, like, I was like, yeah. Ryan, just tell him that I wrote it. And then it's all, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I mean it. And I was like, oh, great. Well, then he also got mad at you for the subtitles.
Subtitle game. On a sketch that he just acted in. Whatever, fuck Ryan, dude. Now I'm mad at him.
Now you're mad at him all over again, dude.
We're good.
The rage is back.
What's funny
is what it's like to be in a relationship with somebody.
What it is, though, with the bros, is you can be mad at each other, but you can be mad at each other and not see each other. But the second you see each other, and you're just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like that. We just looked at each other. And we're like, what up, man? How you doing? And then that was
nice,
it.
Dude.
And we smoked a lot of weed and drank a lot. And that's how
the open mic scene.
That's
will
how
live another.
That's
day.
How men get through it, bro. Or we would have fought, and then it would have been like we fight, and then you walk in on us, and we're both just sitting there like wiping our wounds off. Like anyway, dude. She's a bitch. she's not funny. We move on, and then that's how we did it without punching each other because we didn't have to.
That's beautiful brotherly love.
I
love it. I
would climb Ryan and kick the shit out of him, dude.
Why?
No, yeah. I'm just saying he's an easy kill, dude.
Oh,
Ryan's easy to take
out. He looks like
out.
He might have some like weird retard strength.
Nah, dude, he's top heavy. You
nah,
just
man,
hit him hard in the legs. He's done.
Oh, he's got
wow,
that
fee-fi so
faux fum energy because he's so fucking big, dude.
No, I'll take him out, bro.
Get out of there, Finn.
Is in the litter?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves that
shit. Look at him licking his lips.
Come here. Come here. He knows what he's doing.
But yeah.
God, he's so cute.
So the boys are back.
Thank God. The full crew.
Full crew's back, dude.
Riyadh's all good with you calling him the N-word?
I didn't call him the N-word. And that's the other thing. Ryan called me the N-word in real life in front of Riyadh. And Riyadh will back that up. And Riyadh didn't do anything.
Poor Riyadh. He's just a...
I know. I'm like, first of all, and Riyadh apologized to me, and I'm like, bro, that wasn't for you. And he's like, I know. I was like, so yeah, my bad for saying that to Ryan, but also Ryan shouldn't have been showing you me saying the N-word to him.
Yeah. Ryan's got a lot of growing
you know what,
up to do.
Me and you should. You can't ever
it's
see
like,
me at Joe's text. Jesus.
Oh, whatever, dude. I don't say anything wrong. I say fun little cute-isms.
No, dude. And so the boys are back.
Love the boys being back.
What else has happened this week? I have some stuff.
Talk about all the events that you tell us everything you want to
talk
about.
Well, I saw Alejandro doesn't know this, but I was watching
he said my name.
Okay, sorry. Alejandro doesn't know you don't watch Men in Black, the animated series, but
nope.
Men in Black, you know
she wasn't
Black
even born when it came
you're
out,
even
dude.
Born.
She's like fucking
23. When were you born? When were both of you
born?
Born
you were born, can I guess you were born in 1998.
97, but like I was born like 4 days before 1998.
Yeah. Damn. So yeah, you don't even know about that.
I really don't. And I've never even seen Men in Black, any of them.
It's like, how do you meet these kids, dude?
She's a pedophile.
This is pissing me
off.
I'm
like pushing 30.
Almost.
Yeah. My ex
I'm in my
40s,
dude. It sucks.
No, not your ex.
She was younger than you.
Damn.
That's how I like it like that.
He does like him young.
Yeah.
Not
no.
me.
So, Men in Black, you know Will Smith is in it?
Of course. And I know
so,
the thing, yeah.
Right. Cartoon version. Not Will Smith, not Tommy Lee Jones, but it's white K, black J. Same guys playing the show.
Yeah.
In the show, Jay merges accidentally with one of the worm characters.
Yeah.
And they're both, Jay's turning into a worm. The worm is turning into Jay. Jay's black. When the worm starts becoming human, it gets black lips.
Nice.
I always thought that was kind of
funny. I always thought it was funny because like he got like, well, he got like big white lips
but they were big black lips, yeah. But they're the worm lips.
They look like blackface.
They look like blackface in a worm body. And I'll show you a picture, and we'll put it up here.
Yeah.
For when it's time.
This is what's happening in your life.
This is my life, dude. Look at that. That's a black alien worm.
They did give him racist lips.
With lips, dude.
That's not. That's from fucking. What the fuck is that?
That's the J worm. That's him. He's pointing a gun at the other alien.
Oh, those fucking coffee-drinking worms.
The coffee-drinking
aliens. I was thinking of the symbiote alien that needed to attach. It was in the Bounty Hunter episode.
Oh.
The one that needs to attach to...
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was the one that needs to attach to
he
J and K.
Also
and they get two heads, yeah.
He does. See, she's super turned
She's
on.
Glazing over because she's like,
yeah, I'm really not listening.
There's stupid an little, alien that stupid little attaches cartoon. To people, but when it does, it takes your features, and when it attaches to the black character, again, lips.
I mean, wild. I might watch this
Are you,
show.
Like, thinking about, like, this is how Sally is on, like, a date?
Yes, and I'm like, thinking, how does he get laid?
Like, what is it, just dude, talking about, like, these fucking cartoons?
To this young girl, to this dude, fucking fresh 17-year-old sitting on
full head of hair, dude.
It's like, you don't know about this. This is before your time, but there was
God.
A...
Bro.
Did you ever watch the show The Simpsons? You know, it used to not.
Oh,
it,
my God.
It used to not. It, dude, no, she I was born I, after The Simpsons I, fucking sucked. She's
know,
never
dude.
Been alive watching never The known, Simpsons.
Dude. Never.
But
never
I've seen it because it's online.
Yeah, your grandfather would tell you about it.
You don't. You should watch season 6, honey. This season sucks. It's like season 2.
I think
season,
I'm so yeah. far removed even from that because everyone in my family is from a different country, so they don't know The Simpsons either.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, yeah.
So my grandfather is just a guy who likes to get pussy. That's his
Ooh,
whole thing.
Me and nice. Him could hang out, dude.
Dude, he's a pervert freak. That guy's crazy.
Uh-oh. Why?
Love him.
What did grandpa do?
He used to, when I was little, he would every time I saw him, which was rare, he'd be like, I got a white girlfriend, you know. She's 26. Her parents
yeah,
her
dude.
Parents don't want us to be together. We don't speak the same language, but we get along.
Nice.
Oh,
he'd always say shit like that. Yeah. He would always, and then he'd be like, your grandma's a cunt. Like, he would say crazy shit about
That's
my grandma.
Cool.
And
cool.
now he has dementia, so he forgets who people are, and he tries to, like, fuck, like,
Ooh,
my mom. And,
nice.
And he'll be like, damn, the titties on this one. And he's just, like, yeah. losing his shit, talking out loud, like,
damn.
Doesn't realize what he's saying. And he's an alcoholic. He gave me $1 once to go to the gas station to go get him a pack of beer when I was, like, 10.
Ooh. Was that enough to buy a pack of beer?
No, I was like, first of all, I can't buy beer. Second of all, it's not enough money, dude. But he was crazy.
Yeah,
he
was about
know.
To say, he thought it was, like, the... 70s or whatever. He's like, God, tell him I'm good for it. And that's,
yeah.
they would do it. That's what every adult older than us is like, my parents used to send me down to get beer, and the guy knew me, so he'd give it to me. And I'm like, all right.
This is for dad.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
cool. I'd ride my bike home with beer. And I'm like,
I had a friend in high school who had a full beard, so he would never get carded.
That's interesting.
That was like one of those cool things.
Yeah.
And now he looks like a fucking 78-year-old man, but it
terrible.
Was it was fucking awesome in high school.
There's so many comics younger than me. When they tell me their age, I'm like, you look terrible, bro. What
I
are
know.
You doing? Drink
people
some
aren't,
water?
People aren't moisturizing.
Yeah, dude, they're
people
not.
Don't moisturize.
People don't wear sunscreen.
I have face cream, dude. I put it on twice a day, bro.
I wore a face mask today.
Really?
Yeah.
Your skin does look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got some good skin. But me?
You gotta take care
of
yourself.
Keep it, dude.
Drink water every day.
It could,
even if
it,
you don't want to.
Dude, I could hit there the wall go. At any time, and I'm terrified, bro. It could happen any day.
It will happen, you, too. That's the best part of it.
That's
careful,
so embarrassing.
Kid.
On the pod, you could have electrocuted
I'm killing
yourself.
Myself.
Yeah. We'll get it in post.
I have to kill myself. I have to commit seppuku. I'm so embarrassed.
You see, like, actors, like, handsome actors, beautiful women actresses in their prime, and then you see them, like, 30 years down the road, and even they look bad sometimes. You're like, how do they look bad? What am I going to look like?
Some you know of them I mean? Do, but like a lot. I feel like this is like a generation right. of like stars that are aging really well. Like
True.
This is like the best, most
Botox,
fuckable.
Botox, filler,
yeah.
stem cells, eating babies,
I mean, like,
virgin blood.
Even like Kris Jenner just revealed her newest face.
She's like 80.
She's like, yeah, she's like, well, she just turned 70. But now like with her latest makeover, she looks exactly like him. It's crazy.
Makeover? She got like a whole new face.
Yeah, she got like a whole new face. She got like a lot of lipo, a lot of like skin tucks, like eyelids.
I just
want to
see her with like a flabby arm. I just
yeah.
want to see her with like a
they're,
weird
They're too
stomach
rich. They're too
ass.
Rich. That's never yeah. going to happen.
It's all yeah, they're too rich and it's also normal for them. It's not even like, oh, this is a surgery. They're like, no, this is upkeep. This is oiling the machine,
mm-hmm.
giving it a nice little wax.
But it looks worse when they're old like that. You're like, oh, like you're scared. You're like, this is not
it's
natural.
California
right.
mindset. They don't.
No, it's not.
It's
healthy
uncanny.
At all.
It's like yeah. alien shit.
It is, dude. It's
But I'd still hit that.
It almost looks like a stylized version of a person.
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna age as gracefully as I can. I really don't want to. Go down the line of surgery ever.
I'm going to get like Botox and shit.
Same.
Just
would you get any other surgeries? Like a
Depends.
Surgery? Like
yeah,
a
I'll probably get some liposuction eventually. I'll probably start doing testosterone.
You should get a BBL.
Yeah. Well, get everything.
Because they just take the fat out of your body.
I'm going to get the surgery so I look like handsome Squidward.
You should do that.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Just get like muscle implants and shit. I'm also going to do that surgery where they break my fucking shin to extend my body.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. I want to be at least 5'8".
Me too.
That'd be sick.
Oh, you guys will be the regular height of the desirable man.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'4".
I'm like 5'2".
There we go.
Six well, you one. Know, desirable man, it's not even 5'8 anymore. It's like 6 foot.
I know.
Six,
it's
six, dude, I'm 6'1".
These standards.
But you're in a wonderful relationship in a great apartment.
I am.
And you will probably die alone. So look at that.
Yeah, but with numerous lady friends.
Yeah, numerous.
Well,
that's
numerous.
True.
That's the way
you're
to go.
You're my grandpa.
Dude. I've
my
thought
insane
about it
grandpa.
Lately. I would love to settle down with like the one. If I meet her, you know, the one I'm like, oh, I love you. You know what I mean? The one I fall in love with. Statistically, though, the way I live, it's just going to be like lady friends. I'm going to have lady friends till I die. Not that bad, though.
You're
going to
live with Ryan Peterson and
we are
going to
move in
life.
Together.
You're going to be like the stud of the retirement
tall dudes,
home.
Just two tall bros, two tall glasses of milk. Dumping it on the ladies.
You're going to... Gross. You are going to be like the Timothy Chalamet of a nursing home with giving everybody chlamydia.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Does Timothy Chalamet have chlamydia?
He gave, apparently, when he went to NYU, and it's like traceable, but apparently he had chlamydia and like fucked so many people that a lot of people got chlamydia and they fucked other people. And
that's,
it was like an
well, that's what happens.
That's college.
And it started with Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet patient zero of the chlamydia.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's sick. Was that after he did Call Me By Your Name?
Before.
He's not in a... whatever, dude. He's not the guy. He wants
Why?
To be... He's not.
He's
not
he used
guy.
To have a YouTube channel where he reviewed Xbox controllers.
It's true.
He's all right.
I think he's cool.
He's too boyish. I don't like him.
But it's weird. Like, why would you be with Kylie Jenner, who... on record has had a baby with a black man.
That's crazy, dude. You know?
Because he's cool as fuck like that.
I get it, but is it cool?
It's woke Hollywood getting
is
to
it
his
cool?
head.
What do you mean? Explain this.
She's been turned out for real.
Is it cool to
Yeah. She's been really turned out.
Like for her or for him? Both of them? That should be
do
a
you
shame?
Really want to be a stepfather to a black kid?
Yeah. He's going
to
be like, shut up. Bitch, like all the time.
Right.
Is his name still Tyga? I thought that she had to change it because she got bullied for having such a stupid fucking name.
Tyga?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he get bullied?
I believe it's. I believe. I, well, I call him Tiger.
You know how Tyga.
Don't say what the hard R now.
Yeah.
You know how Tyga explained banging her when she was like just legal?
Yeah.
He said he was ahead of the game. Dude.
It's called grooming.
Dude, it's on video. He's like, yo, I'm just ahead of the game on a lot of things.
Well,
and
wasn't
I was
he
like,
dating?
That's rules, dude.
He was dating a different Kardashian, wasn't he?
A lot of them. Yeah, he's. I was in LA parking my car, and Tyga was there, parking his car, and he was with a woman who is like 2 feet taller than him. And I gave him a nod of like, good job.
Is dude. He a short guy?
He's short. The woman was at my height. Oh. I was looking at her. And then looking at him, and I was like, it's a steep cutoff for them.
Yeah.
He wasn't even looking at her. He was on his phone, and she was like fawning over him. And I was like, this guy's got it figured out, dude.
On his phone?
Yeah, he was on his phone while this tall bitch just was like leaning on him. And I was like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I actually do love that.
Yeah. But I didn't like his music, so I didn't say hi to him or anything. I just gave like a nod of like appreciation of like, I like that a tall woman's waiting on you.
I like the way you move, player.
Yeah, dude. I
like the
I
cut
respect
of your
gym. Yeah, shit, man.
Well,
yeah, you got
any
of them? Yeah, you got any of them tall bitches over there, man?
Shit, man. Save a little shit. For Brother Sally.
Shit, break me off some of that
brother
tall
Sally
white
over
bitch.
Here.
God damn, my brother. Yeah. Man, look at this fine top tier bitch you got yourself.
Yeah, dude. You got
now you gots to give me a little taste.
You got a black
that.
One? You got a black one I can hang out with? We could
damn,
trade off races.
I think black people would fucking love hanging out with us, dude.
They would, dude. We like, should damn. Get some on the pod, honestly.
Nah, I don't want them in the house.
That's crazy, dude. They'll remember your address.
They'll ruin the resale value.
Come back with masks on. You know
Finnegan
what I mean?
Is not going to be too pleased
yeah,
because he's
not
a black guy in this
really. He's just growling the whole time.
Yeah, his ears are back.
Yeah,
furs on his back
pissed.
Is up.
Yeah.
Hates it, dude. So yeah, the MIB thing. But all right, so hold on. Articles for the week, because this is what happens when.
Oh fuck yeah!
I don't know what to talk about anymore.
You're just gonna pull up shit on Reddit.
It is Reddit,
yeah.
But I save the articles because I'm smart.
Oh.
And I go in the thing. So you saved. So oh. So there's this girl, her mom put her on her mom's TikTok. She does one of those, like, I'm a mom thing.
Yeah.
And she kept saying that her daughter, they brought her daughter to D.C. to see where Abe Lincoln got shot. And the daughter started having dreams and saying that John Wilkes Booth was under the bed to kill her.
Nice. Hilarious.
Which I think is wild.
Well, that's what you get for fucking trying to study history.
Yeah.
Like a little fucking nerd.
That's what also what happens when you free the slaves. You get shot in the back of the head. Dude.
Yeah. Or yeah. you go
and
to a fucking...
She's getting haunted by him now.
You go see Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there, by the way.
Ford's Theater?
Yeah, wherever he got shot in the back of the head. It's not that high of a jump. Like, yeah. John Wilkes Booth
he
broke
jumped.
His ankle when he jumped. Not that high of a jump, because he's a theater fag.
I'd say
so he jumped
right.
like a pussy.
Yeah.
Well, he
dude,
jumped like,
he did it like, all dramatic.
Yeah. He probably did a flop jump instead of, like, just...
He should have taken
know.
Some stage combat,
yeah,
that little
exactly,
fucking fairy boy.
I could do a fucking backflip off there and say, Sic Semper Tyrannis.
Yeah.
And shoot the president, do a fucking backflip off the fucking balcony, land on the stage, and then I have like two knives in my hands. So when I land on like two fucking...
John Wick thing.
Yeah, I do. I fucking land on two fucking actors on the stage, kill them. I have some ninja stars under my coat. I throw those
into
the audience.
Yeah, a stick of dynamite you flick out by the door so it traps everyone.
Oh, it's sick, dude.
Yeah, we would have killed way more people if we were able to kill Lincoln.
They would have called it the Slaughter of Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
You guys should have been there to kill Hitler, man. I can't even.
Well, why would we do that?
More
he's
like,
too important.
We save Hitler.
We talk him off like killing himself in the bunker.
Like, dude, you're going to be loved. Come to Argentina.
You got a lot of great ideas, man. Trust.
Have you seen the women in Argentina?
Dude. Yeah. If I was a Nazi, that makes sense. Hitler is gay?
If you were a Nazi?
Wait, Hitler was
gay?
You're
Italian. I mean, he wore those weird shorts, and he, like, I don't think he, I mean, I guess he fucked women, but, like, I feel like you won to be gay.
His cousin. Yeah.
They always bring up his micro penis, too, and it's like, dude, he's bad. We get it. You don't have to throw in that he has a small penis.
Isn't that fun, though? Don't you want to know?
No, it's body shaming.
It is.
Well, he should. I think we should shame his body, but maybe not his beliefs. How about that?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hitler did a lot of body shaming. He really did. He starved people. That was fun.
Nah, he just like he figured out intermittent fasting before anyone else. do you
this is gonna catch on in 100 years.
I get excited when I hear about like how like Nazis were like studying like the occult and trying to like
Spear of Destiny.
Yeah, open up like a gateway to hell and like
they're so weird for that though. Yeah.
Why?
Because why do they believe in hell? Like they really think hell is so real that they're willing.
They
want to
harness the power of hell. Did you not play Wolfenstein?
Did you not watch Hellboy?
I watched Hellboy. My parents loved Hellboy.
Good.
Good.
Good flick.
My dad was like obsessed with Hellboy.
I love Hellboy.
My dad was a evil guy, so he liked it.
Oh, he was in the beginning, he was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
When they shut the portal, he's like, fuck.
Why would they do this?
What's going on?
I love Rasputin.
Yeah.
Wait, I've never been to DC, so I don't know anything about I've never been to that theater.
It's just that they have the theater where Lincoln's murdered.
Do they still play movies there?
No, I don't think they do.
I think it's a historic
it's
site.
It's literally like you go there to just stare at where Lincoln got murdered.
John Wilkes Booth was like a little like loser.
Yes.
He's afraid of him because he's just like, he was like just a theater guy.
He was.
Like,
he's a bitch ass actor.
He did more than we did, which is kill a president.
It was so easy back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still easy now.
Would you like some water, sir?
Yeah,
and then
apparently
they would let you in.
Yeah, apparently you just have to go and hang out at the place an hour before, and they won't notice you.
Well, I don't know.
Everything was
easier. Do you think that was an actual like assassination attempt, or do you think it was a false flag?
CIA, dude, all the way.
Because like he doesn't even have like because like you know like Evander Holyfield is still missing like a chunk of his ear.
Yeah.
And like when Mike Tyson bit it off like fucking 20 years ago.
Right.
And Donald Trump has, like, no damage. Like, he doesn't have, like, a scar or anything.
Oh, that was totally fake.
Yeah. It was absolutely fake.
Yeah. It's CIA op.
And his retarded fucking fan base is like, yeah, fucking cool. If he was, like, really cool, like, he should have caught the bullet between his teeth.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
You got to get up a little earlier than that to stop the dawn.
He should have done the Con Air when Nicolas Cage gets shot in the arm and it's like, tink. He just walks towards the shooter.
Oh, you know what if he did that cool thing, like, in GoldenEye when Pierce Brosnan was about to be shot and he just moved his head, like, just, like, a fucking inch and the bullet just whizzes right past.
Exactly,
and he's defusing the bomb and they're trying to shoot him and he just, like, he doesn't even stop defusing the bomb. He just moves his head. Pierce Brosnan, I'm going to say it, best James Bond.
Yes.
He's 100%. My James Bond.
He's my James Bond.
He's my James Bond, too, because I loved playing GoldenEye.
I saw the those movies in theaters, the Pierce Brosnan ones, and they blew my fucking mind.
GoldenEye was great. It was diminishing returns after that.
Oh, yeah.
But GoldenEye is still like, GoldenEye is probably like top five Bond movies.
I think it's the best, personally.
Aren't they making new ones with like a new guy?
Probably going to make new ones. You know what? They're going to tease like, oh, we're going to get like a woman. We're going to do this.
They tried that in the last movie.
Well, like now they're just going to do
Bond
like,
is a guy.
Yeah. It was a black woman too. Everyone was like, no.
Bond could be a black guy. That'd be pretty cool. Idris Elba. I don't mind that.
Idris Elba's fine.
It just needs to be a British black guy. It needs to be a British person.
Daniel Kaluuya, whatever his name is. Kaluuya.
Yeah.
Who's that one?
Get Out.
He's too fat.
He's fine.
You think he's foreign?
Yeah, he's foreign.
He's all right.
They could have like there's some good there's plenty of fucking options.
Aaron Taylor Johnson was supposed to be that was like the one they're like, well, all right, this might be
seeing him in Bullet Train, like it, like wearing a suit and all the action scenes, badass. Like cool, but he's a victim of grooming.
Yes. A woman.
Who is?
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Kick-Ass, the guy who played Kick-Ass.
Craven.
He was groomed.
Who groomed him?
A woman.
Wow. The director of Kick-Ass.
Was it really?
I think it was some movie he was in.
No way a woman directed that. It's too good.
Well, whatever it was. One of the directors of his films, who was like 40 years older than him, they began a relationship, but now they have like kids and stuff.
40
so
years older is nuts.
Yeah, she was way older.
Yeah, she's like 60-something, and he's like
20-something. Honestly, when I'm 60, I'm trying to get in there with like a 22-year-old.
See, this is what's crazy. You say that, and everyone's mad at Bill Belichick, but it's like, yeah, that's...
It's never gonna happen. I'm gonna try.
It's fine if like they take care of themselves, but it's like when it's guys like Bill Belichick or like Hugh Hefner, where it's like, all right, you're like, come on, like this chick's not into you. Like if it was like The Rock, if like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson was like dating like a 25-year-old, it's like, all right, well he like takes good care of himself. He's in like the pinnacle of good shape.
Or
like
a 30-year-old.
It's gross for that woman, the 20-year-old banging a 70-year-old man.
It's gross, but we're always like, well, she's getting her money, clearly.
See, and that's why. But everyone's like, and Bill needs to grow up. It's like,
how much older could he get?
Yeah, but it's like, yo, he signed a whatever. If he's not signing a pre-up, he's a retard. But he's the one physically getting something out of this. She is literally just getting gray pubes in the mouth all the time. You know what I mean? No? Okay, whatever.
You're right.
Old balls, Alejandro? Old balls.
Oh, I've seen a pair or two.
Oof. Old balls.
Oldest
dude.
Guy I banged was like 45.
Wow.
And this was when I was like 25.
Classic sluts, dude.
Yeah, well, he lied to me about his age. He told me he was like 35.
That's not good.
That's
dude.
The classic.
Yeah.
After we fucked, he was like, I'm 45. And I was like,
That's wild.
I was like, I don't like you, so I don't care.
Man, that guy's old enough to be your dad.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
What do you do?
But he was 5'2" and he had the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa, how big?
It was so big.
It looks big because he's 5'2".
No,
so
it
like,
was huge.
It's not big.
I've never seen
it's
a dick
no
this big. I swear to God.
Boo.
He was bald and Jewish.
It's like when
and huge
yeah,
nice. Cock.
Yeah, there it
you're,
is.
So you're Islamophobic.
Well, so far, yes.
he was circed. He's Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
I was going to leave, and then I was like, all right, I'm going home. And then he was like, wait, I have a huge dick. And I was like, whatever, man. And then he like pressed it against me, and I was like, okay, let me look at it. Let's
prove
it.
That's crazy.
And then I saw it, and I was like, that is huge. That's
crazy. A good move. It's a good move for the guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that confidence.
Now, honestly, it's very risky to be like, I have
big,
a huge dick.
See, how big was his dick? Was it like 6 inches, 7 inches?
No, way bigger than that. It was like fucking 10.
Wow, 10 inches?
That's a big
yeah.
Guy.
It was huge, bro.
Was he black?
No, short Jewish white.
Nice.
Bald.
See, I had a girl one time be like, what? She on our way to the car, we were going to go hook up. She's like, how? She was, because I genuinely don't think I have a big dick at all. She was like, how big is it? And I was like, it's pretty nice. Like I didn't, because I don't think it's big. I'm like, you'll like it, but I don't think it's big.
You'll like it. My dad says you'll love it.
It's like getting someone a used car. You'll like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you'll
like
what you see.
Because I haven't measured it in a long time.
You're going to like the way my dick looks.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, dude. But, you know, it does the trick.
Well, that's like that Louis bit where it's like women should get to look at the dick before they decide to fuck it. But then once we're in front of it, we're like, oh, here
dude,
we go. Like, we gotta fuck this weird shit.
You know, it's the same way with pussies, though. Like, sometimes you get one out and you're like, fuck, like, I don't want to do all, I don't want to do everything to this. You know what I mean?
Why, because it's bushy?
No, sometimes, like, honestly, the this one girl one time, she just had, it was out.
Ooh.
It was all out.
She prolapsed?
Yeah, it was
prolapsed,
like,
prolapsed vagina?
Lips, the lips were lippy. She had, like, lippy
she
vagina.
She was lipping off.
And
she had black lips on her vagina.
I wanted to bang this girl so bad, I didn't care. But I remember when everything was wrapped up, I was like, if that was anyone else, I would have just been like, no. Just like,
I'm sure it doesn't feel any different, though.
No, it's just a lot of it. I've done a bit about this. It doesn't really work. It's like, I didn't really care because I realized I always wanted to make out with the Dilophosaurus from Jurassic Park. With its neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's what it reminded me of. Yeah. It was just like.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's a lot of, it's literally like sucking on like wontons. Does that make sense?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some good old dumplings. You know, but the sides of the dumpling, like the
oh God,
the part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like the pastry.
The pastry part of the dumpling, but it's they're, you know, seaweedy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it. I just mean in texture, not in it tastes like that.
I'm sure she's married now.
She's getting married as we speak. It makes me furious because I really liked her.
You're a real good luck chuck with the women.
It's you're not even kidding. A former sort of lady friend sent me a picture of my ex's tits on the internet. Yeah, breastfeeding. It was disgusting. We were making fun of it. Yeah, together.
She was breastfeeding?
Well, my ex was.
Right.
My ex also, same thing. Good luck, Chuck. Another ex, when we got out, she found her new boyfriend. They
That's
have a
amazing.
Kid now. It is. Not for him, but, you know, he's got a horrible life ahead of him.
Oh, terrible.
It's going to be bad. Like, well, to be continued. I'm not kidding. Oof. I know bad women.
Yeah, you do.
I know bad women. I know good women. And I usually only hang out with the latter. Well, that's it.
Usually.
So, yeah. So, if any of you sluts out there want to have sex and get married to another guy besides me, hit me up.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll do it. I do. Yeah. Good luck, Chuck. I used to think that was me. I don't think it is, though.
Not anymore?
No, because in that movie, it's every girl. Me, it's not everyone. It's just
most
a few of them.
That's still a good number.
It's a good amount. I'm not going to lie. A lot of the older women I've dated are all like, yeah, they're doing okay.
Wow.
But that's good for them. Some of them, I'm like this. Other ones, I'm like, I
see
hope
you
die.
Hell.
Yeah,
see
you
in
hell,
bitch.
You bitch.
We're going to kill you.
Slut.
I wish you were dead.
I wish I could kill. I wish God existed and would grant me a righteous kill.
God, please.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like the heavens would open. I'm like, oh God. He's like, Alex, I grant you the right to kill one person of your choosing. And I'm like, it's like the Boondock Saints where I'm like, ah, and I just feel it. And
who do you kill?
I'd kill my ex-girlfriend without even thinking about it.
I'm so certain so many guys would kill me.
She did the worst thing imaginable.
What?
Started stopped. Comedy after we dated.
No, she stopped loving him.
Aw, Sally.
Yeah. I don't think she ever loved me. But yeah.
She
no,
comedy?
She did. She probably
she
loved you more than anything.
After we dated, bro.
Then why did she name her first kid Alexander?
Dude,
she never loved you.
That would be hilarious. Fun fact. My friend's sister, younger sister, had a crush on me as when we were growing up. She's young, so.
Grooming.
Here we go again.
No.
Already, Sally's salivating here. This is like Sally's like describing like the way I would describe a great meal. Like the fucking, oh, so tender.
Rare.
And just like, oh, the juices were just dripping.
Fresh.
Yeah.
So she had a kid when she was like really young.
Ooh.
And she named it Alexander.
Ooh.
And we all knew it was because of me. Because she loves me. Nice. But she can't have me. But if she can just have,
if she can like, she can have a baby
she
and molest that baby.
She was genuinely well. She's my friend's sister, and she was young.
How
young? And she had a
that
kid
wouldn't
at
stop
like
you,
16.
Dude.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't stop you.
What do you mean, dude?
That probably didn't stop him, dude.
It stopped me.
You didn't tell her that the baby's full name is Alexander Jr.
Tomaselli.
He was the biological father.
But she did name it after me because everyone, like my friend, is dating. My friend's dating. Her older sister, who's also our friend, so they're the couple, and they would like ask her, like, "Who do you know named Alex? Why would you name your kid that?" And she was like, "No reason. Don't worry about it." But it's me, dude.
Whoa,
you're such a narcissist, man.
It's because of me, dude. I'm the reason. But I didn't do anything. We just, I would just say hi to her when I saw her and she had a crush on me. She's a child. Stop looking at me.
I'm
like
not
that.
Even.
She's a child. I'm not going to.
Dude,
try
you're getting
anything.
A boner thinking about this.
You would see it in these pants. These super cool pants
your
that women
pants.
Love.
I like
my
these pants,
pants,
actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
If I approached you, Spider-Man shirt, waterproof shoes, and waterproof pants, are you getting turned on?
No.
Okay.
But I like the shoes and the pants.
Well. Just get rid of this. No.
Just zip it up, you know?
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hide the Spider-Man.
It is. So in Brooklyn, I think I look like an asshole when I dress like this sometimes.
Why?
And that. Then I look around and I go, "Oh no, I'm fine."
Everyone
else
looks
is
like a freak.
You're in asshole central right now, baby boy.
Dude, Williamsburg.
Speaking
dude.
Of, love the pants.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got camo rain. Are those rainproof?
I only wear joggers.
You do.
I only wear joggers and sweats, and I'm wearing my slippers.
We have very.
Because I never leave the house.
Like love I for that. Real try different stuff on all the. I come with different outfits all the time. He's.
I always wear the same shit. I just have nothing but black shirts.
Honestly, I kind of am the same way.
Wow.
What?
That was 1 hour on the
just
dot.
Just flew. Well, I hit the recorder a little early, too.
Either way.
So we got plenty of time.
I'm just saying. I just had to look. I didn't put my time.
Sully's always nervous. I got my fucking watch, baby. Don't worry about it.
No.
I got nothing to do tonight.
Ooh.
Unbooked.
Unbooked.
Same,
Wednesday's
dude.
A slow night for comedy, honestly.
Yeah.
My show fell through.
What show?
Carroll Gardens Can show.
Oh, that show was good too.
I know. I wanted to do it. I wanted to bring my staff to it, and we couldn't. Canceled. It's fine. Man. I'm not sad.
Sanger Hall Boys booked me for next month. All women lineup. Convenient.
I think no. He said he wanted to do an all women lineup. So I'm glad he got you in.
Yeah.
It all pays.
Women. Oh, it does? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
All
oh yeah.
Women. Better be all funny.
And I'm
women.
Gonna get a tape apparently.
Ooh.
I had like a really good show in Denver. I got to hit them up for the tape.
Dude, everybody at Sanger Hall before I left was crushing.
It ended up being all right. Like a lot of people left after the intermission.
That's why intermission is tough.
It's
an opportunity to get the hell out.
It kind of fucked me. But it was still like a decent audience and everyone was there. So it's whatever. I got to do 18 minutes. So
whoa.
It's like,
oh yeah, you headlined.
I headlined.
Nice.
I'm a headliner, folks.
Headliner alert.
Don't let the immense laziness fool you. I've closed out a good fair. I have probably like the strongest 20 minutes of any living comic. It's like insane. Like I'll listen back. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking, this is like
powerful,
this is lightning
yeah.
in the bottle. Like
success
even I'm
inevitable.
Blown away and I created this masterpiece. You know, it's like God being amazed by a mountain that he created where it's like, damn, this rules.
It's fucking sick.
It's very cool to be like a stand-up comedian. And also a fan of your comedy.
Oh, that's
because,
the best.
Like, sometimes comics are like, oh, this shit sucks. My comedy's awful. And then they go, like, okay, great. Enjoy your fucking special that's fucking getting like 100,000 views. Like, oh, they're fucking awful. It's like, damn, dude. Meanwhile, I'm like, this is probably like the greatest fucking representation of my stand-up comedy. Let's put it on YouTube. 100 views. 90 of them from me. You know? Check it. Maybe something's going on here. It's like, it's hard to figure out the algorithm,
yo,
man.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do
failing.
It. Just put out your content and you know, let time decide. You know, because you never know.
I hope so. I have 2 reels right now. The most recent ones I did are like doing so poorly.
Everything does poorly,
it's
dude.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I spend all this time like, oh, I got CapCut going.
Oof.
I got
for it?
No. I got captions and everything. 40 likes on one. And I was like, damn, I really thought it was good. It's like a current event. It's topical. I got it's like, nope.
And then I don't want to even name names, but it's like you literally see someone being like, daddy. You're like 100 million views. Really? Really?
I want to know the names.
You know, you could figure it out.
Yeah,
I did
a
solid impression, honestly, I think. I would hit, but, you know.
Of course. You would hit all of them.
Most of them. A lot.
Most.
Yeah, honestly, you'd be surprised how many female comedians I'm unattracted to based off their sets. Like, it has, like, a lot, actually. There's so many, I'm like...
Name one.
No.
Come on.
No, it's the usual suspects. There's a few.
Does the name start with an A?
No.
Ooh. Does it, her name end with an A?
Yes. It's, and a lot of dudes are like, she's funny. And I go, name a joke. And they're
wait
like,
wait a minute, wait a minute. It's Natalie Cuomo?
No, but that's, I mean, she's like the.
No, I, you, you said it mean? Ended with an A. Hey, so hey, it's funny no, to it's, fucking yeah, mispronounce no, her name.
I got it. She is a go-to. I mean, she's objectively bad. I think that's come
Alejandra
to the forefront.
Alejandra Jimenez?
Alejandra. No, Alejandra. I would not have you on my show if I didn't think you were funny.
Nice.
Our show.
Speaking of that, yeah, guys.
What is this?
No, but
yeah, I got you on my show. I got my little sidekick here.
Well,
yeah, Joe is just here. You're the Andy Richter.
Yeah. Guys, he's Conan.
I meant the show I have coming up.
Yeah, I'm the Conan of this. You're at best, you're an Ed McMahon.
I'm not a Richter, dude. I'm not fat and adorable.
I consider it more of like a sports center, and we're all commentators.
I want to be the guy Charles Barkley.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Fat women in San Antonio.
Yeah. He used to be a fucking basketball player.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Oh, I
you don't know.
You have a gambling
I knew that.
Problem.
You only knew him as a fucking sports commentator.
No, I knew him as basketball.
Space Jam.
I'll have you know. Yeah.
You have a gambling problem just like him. That's cool.
Yeah, I would love. I'd love to gamble.
Well, yep.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was talking about the show she's doing with me in Connecticut. At the end of, in the mid-June, June 14th, Elbow Room, me, her, Danny Fallon, Patrick McKinstry, and Brian Drumhauser now.
Ooh. Are we all driving together again?
Yes.
That was
at
so
least
fun.
Us three are.
Yeah.
Brian's going on his own. He doesn't know the he doesn't know the way.
Let's see how long Danny can go without mentioning heroin.
That's always a fun game. Danny loves bringing up heroin.
He's in recovery. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alejandro's a good hang, though, because me and Danny, we were going to go. We were like, we need someone, because Danny and I talk crazy shit. We were like, we need a girl who's not going to snitch on us. And like 4 minutes in, Alejandra said something wild where we were like, all right, well, she won't tell on us now. She won't tell on us for anything we say.
Nice.
So Alejandra gets she always is welcome on the road.
Yeah, I won't snitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there are.
Feel free to say anything, boys.
When we brought, me and Ryan, always brings, I'll use her name because I don't really care. It's like she always brings Czar the Star on the road with us. Woof. Horrible conversationalist. She has the worst takes I've ever heard out of anyone in any conversation ever. I'm sorry. I'll tell her that. I've told her to her face. I don't really
care. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you guys would be great friends.
It's not. We don't get along on a lot. On almost anything. Anything. Everything.
I like that she bosses Ryan around, though.
She does. And then she tries to do it with me, and I go, hey, Czar, we're going to leave when I say we're going to leave. And then she bitches it, Ryan. It's fine. It's fine. They seem to have a great dynamic, ooh, which is just him getting yelled at the whole time.
Yeah, he loves that. I think he does love that.
His mom yells at him a lot.
Classic. Yeah. Man, but we got pizza that time. We went to Frank Pepe's.
We're going again, dude.
Awesome.
We're going back. Frank
loved
Pepe's.
Loved it.
You got it, dude.
It was so good.
I tried to bring you guys that, but we went to Brazzi's.
That's right. That's right.
In a different part of New Haven.
That was good.
That was good.
What's the other pizza place that's like really
Sally's,
good?
Sally's, Pepe's, and then Modern, and then there's Bar. And people will argue the order of all of those, but almost every time Bar ends up in the bottom three, and so does Modern, in my opinion. In my experience. Modern tries to poke its head around CT Pizza and be like, yo, we're all so big, but they're just not. Dude.
Okay.
They're just not.
Okay.
Sally's and Pepe's are on the same street.
I'm doing a show in Connecticut this week. I'm doing a roast battle.
Ooh. Oh, yikes.
Oh, if you lose to Victoria Lang, I'll kill you.
She's not bad.
Yeah, all right.
She's
not bad at roasting, maybe.
There we go.
She's an awful comedian. Yeah. Sorry.
Another
name drop. Sorry.
I saw her roast Charity and put up a Charity's amazing.
Charity and her, never mind. I don't want to get all the scoop on the CT comics.
Nonetheless, I don't know anything about anybody stand up, but I do know that she put up a very good fight against Charity. Charity's hard to roast or to beat. She's very good.
Well, yeah.
She beat me.
Damn.
I'm sure.
She called me Eva Long Labia.
That's all you do.
That's good.
If that's all you do, you're decent at it.
Totally. I mean,
sorry.
I mean, if you focus on that, you'll
that's what
be
they
good
do.
At it.
And all power to them, because if you're in New York a lot, you know all the roasters are the best comics.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
The roasters, they're the comics to watch.
Yeah, Dan, can I get booked though? Would love that.
Hey, Dan, you're a really cool guy, and you should. I love you. Dan fears me.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he isn't does. It like you had sex with that one
I had
girl
sex
had
with
a
girl he liked and oh, yeah. he can't get over it.
You know my Alexis friend? Ramirez? Yes,
yeah.
yeah, he had sex with Alexis Another Ramirez.
I know, yeah.
Hey, she's
and
been
known. Dan Wicks apparently wanted to have sex with her, and that's where their whole fucking beef comes
in. That's not
in.
My yeah. problem. Okay, it's not my problem. I'm everything more attractive than Dan Wicks.
Oh, I mean, but he has like a charm, a je ne sais quoi.
Oh, yeah. Fake autism, yeah.
Well, I think he actually has some. Yeah,
sure.
He's got no autism, but he's got Tourette's.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
he puts on a great fiasco.
He's fine. Sorry. He has a problem.
Dan Wicks, we got to get him on the pod. Hear his side of the story.
It's
you
fine.
Know what? We should. You
it's
guys
fine.
Should
I'll bring him on, and he'll just be like, I just don't like you. And I'll be like, all right. And then he'll be sick. Like, and that's it. Like, I don't. I
no,
don't
he'll have a lot to say.
I'm
to,
sure he
you're
does.
Both Italian men.
Yeah. And then I can go off on him, and he'll just start shaking for real. Like
it would be a great episode. You guys got to make it happen.
We can do it. I actually would love to hear his thing, man to man, because I know it's bullshit. Because he's a pussy. Sorry, he is. He is.
He's
every time
spicy.
He sees me, he just goes and like runs away, bro. It's embarrassing. It's like, bro, you're. I fucked a girl 2 years ago. Get over it, dude. Like, go cry about it. Talk to her about it.
She's a boyfriend now.
I know. It's
everybody
not my problem.
Everybody has moved on, I believe.
Not me.
I'm not still him. Thinking about it.
Not him, dude.
I'm torn up.
I only.
I can't believe this happened.
The only time it gets brought up is this guy brings it up.
What? You talk about it all the time.
No, I don't.
You say Alexis is the one that got away. And like you're like, I don't even want to fucking podcast.
She good luck chucked, bro.
She's good. Yeah, she good luck chucked me. Now I'm just philandering.
Now you're just Chuck.
Hey, yeah, you ran out of luck.
Now you're just Chuck, bereft of luck.
Dude, where are you from, Joe?
California.
That you have got a very chill vibe.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah. Where in California?
Half Moon Bay.
What's that?
It's a little south of San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
I grew up in, I got my start in comedy in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Nice. Yeah. You know James Mora?
Yeah.
Love him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting take.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Are we cutting a lot of this shit
know,
out?
He's, you know he's half black, right?
I know, half Nigerian. I can't forgive it because his mother
he's
is half
so
German.
So proud of his Instagram follower count. He's so proud.
Are we
of
cutting
that
anything?
Shit.
No,
we're not cutting.
No,
that
we
shit
don't.
Out.
We don't
I want to tell.
No, who you said that? Nice things? We can.
No, wait. You actually think I'm going to say like nice things about James Mora?
Oh my God! I don't know him that well as well as you do.
Who gives
so
a shit,
know.
Dude? He's fine with it,
yeah,
dude.
We're fine.
Nice.
And all these people.
I love him.
What I love about shit talking comics and using their names. Is when I see them in person, they do nothing. They're like, and I'm just like, dude, I don't
what
actually
gonna,
care about you.
The
at
days,
all.
The days of comics, like actually throwing punches, are long.
Oh, if
gone.
A comic wants to fight, we can fight. I fear no comic. Also, it's like I'll beat the shit out of most comics, just off pure rage.
Yeah, you do have a lot of rage.
I do.
I could see it.
I do. I'm working on it every day. I'm getting better every single day. You have no idea.
Wow.
I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Oh my God.
Minus. No, yeah, I'm pretty happy, actually.
Nice.
Love
I
that.
Wish me and my ex could figure things out, but, you know.
Maybe someday, dude.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, can't hold on to that forever.
I'm not holding on. I'm just going, you know, I wish, I don't know.
Why'd you break up?
Distance shit. It's just purely distance.
She lives somewhere else?
She lives in Connecticut.
That's not that far.
No, that's it. Do you think that's what I said? Anyway, it's not that far. We can make more time together. Working at Petco is not that big of
a deal.
You have
a car.
Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't miss her. Whatever. Fuck her, dude.
Yeah, right. Dude.
What's her name?
Her name is Arya, like the...
Pretty Little Liars.
Like, no.
Oh, yes.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah.
The child from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She was conceived when the series premiered.
In 2010?
No. She was 2001. All right, she's young.
Wow.
She's you.
Oh, you. My God.
23. All right, relax.
You are a pedophile.
It's not pedophile, okay? Relax.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
I'm not a pedophile.
Aren't you like 35?
I'm 33, and I just turned 33.
Gross.
Gross. We met at a bar. It's not gross to meet someone at a bar and they're drinking legally.
Yes. Shirley Temple. Hey, next Shirley Temple's on me, sweetheart.
She taught me
it's
how to
legal.
Throw axes. She teaches me how to throw axes. How's that?
Oh, you met at the axe throwing place?
Well, I met her at one, and then she had a boyfriend, so I was like, oh, just whatever.
Oh, so you met her at a bar with a gimmick, with like a game.
Yes.
For
and
children.
Then, well, after a show, I went to an axe bar. She's throwing axes. She taught us how to throw axes. She's the instructor. And then a year later, she broke up with her boyfriend, and I heavily DM'd her.
Heavily.
Yeah. She's cute.
And this is in Connecticut?
Yeah, she lives in Connecticut. And then she said, well, if you're ever back for a show, let's hang out. And we did, and that's the rest is history.
Wow.
Now it's ancient history.
Yeah, now it's over, dude. It's sad.
I'm and much like sad. Abe Lincoln getting shot in the back of the head, history.
It's not that weird to date someone who's just, if they're legally an adult, 10 years, 9 years younger than you.
I don't know.
You banged a 45-year-old.
Shut up!
Yeah, we didn't. We said that guy was cool. Yeah, I'm but not then, a, he's the pedophile.
But,
if
but
anything,
she didn't.
And he's not.
But, yeah, you're right.
But she didn't.
Yeah. So every girl.
No, but when you do it, it's weird.
Every girl. The dude. Me and Riyadh were at dinner with a bunch with me, Matt Snover, Riyadh, and some chicks who we went to the movies with. And in the middle of dinner, Riyadh goes, he dates a 16-year-old. And I go, she's not 16.
That was
and
a very good impression of Riyadh.
Yeah, hey, anyway, and I go, well, she's not 16. They go, how old is she? I go, she's 23. They go, oh, whoa. I go, why are you people being like this? And they go, she's young. I go, what the fuck? How old are you? And they go, this age. I go, have you ever dated anyone in their 30s or 40s? And they went, but we didn't like date. And I go, but you fucked them. And they go, so what? And I go, exactly. It was it was like, what the fuck are we talking about here?
No, this makes sense for you.
Yeah.
You know.
The last two girls I dated were 6 years older than me. No one said I was getting molested.
That's because you're a freak.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. I'm what's it called? A liberal. Ooh. So I will date a woman younger or older than me. Amen. Legally. Thank you.
Equal opportunity. That's what I'm talking about.
And everyone in the comments right now? That's right. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I like the way you move, player.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Anthony DeVito has a bit about dating a girl who's 20 when he was 30.
Well, there you go.
I mean, everyone is going to keep doing that. Guys are going to keep doing that forever.
Well, it's
tale as old as time.
Ah.
Yeah. What? Stop being hot in your 20s, gals. Keep it together.
Keep being hot later? That's tough.
It is, apparently. You guys, like, oh, the world, the universe is mean to you guys. When you turn after your brains fully develop, you're like, everything goes to shit.
Damn. Yeah, definitely. I'm fucked.
No, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll all be okay. I think we did it.
We did it.
We definitely did it. We've gone way over.
We did. Well.
It's fine.
Alejandro, what do you have to plug?
Plug
what
it.
You got coming up?
Follow me on Instagram, Alejandro_haha, J-A-J-A, laughing in Spanish. And just typical. Come see me if you're in New York at a show. And if you're not, and you're an Indian bot and you would love to DM me that I'm beautiful, go ahead. Do that.
Nice.
Do that shit.
Baby girl, you're so pretty. I want to say boob and vagin.
Show the feet.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you know. I have so much money right now.
I crush in India.
You can come to the convenience store anytime and you can take whatever the fuck you want.
I'll tell my mother you're Indian. You're kind of brown anyways. Yeah.
Do you want some of this weed that will give you cancer? I'll hook it the fuck up.
I'd kill a cow for you.
That's my main demo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, Alejandra's coming with me to the Elbow Room, June 14th. Danny Fallon, Patrick McKinstry, Brian Drumhauser. Please come to that. Ticket links are on my Instagram at Silly Selly. I'll also be, hopefully, fingers crossed, we sell enough tickets. They're moving right now. I will be at Concentric Brewing Company Friday, May 30th. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's me, Jake and Louise headlining, Ish Gupta's hosting, Ada Detsky is the girl. and then, guys, just follow me on Instagram at Silly Selly. Look out for dates there, and I'll be doing more stuff soon, guys. Got some sketches coming out. You'll see.
Hell yeah.
You'll all see.
Yeah. And you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all major platforms, on Instagram, Twitter, fucking, if you want to add me on PlayStation or Xbox, my gamer tag is Joe W. Gorman. We'll fucking kick it. I'll also be in the Austin area in late July, so if you run a show or you want to see me perform, let me know. Let's make it happen.
Also, if you're listening to this right now, subscribe to our YouTube. It always happens that someone does, and they do, and I appreciate that. So more of you, please subscribe. Please subscribe. We have to put that in the beginning.
We do.
Get these people to subscribe. We're almost to 100 subscribers, guys. We're not far. We're not far at all. And we did this just by doing this. We don't have clips. We don't have everything. So we really appreciate those who listen because it's all you. And thank you for listening too. The viewership has gone up lately, and
it's huge.
It went from like,
we're 30 doing views good. To 100. Are you kidding me?
Whoa. That was good, and then but now it's gone back down because you know, it subscribe. It was Big T shouted out there, but now it's a lot of the subscribers are watching.
I love Big T.
Who doesn't?
God damn, that
back.
Boy's great.
You'll be back. This was fun. That's it.
That's it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.